Wow, so you guys kind of opening a can of worms there.
Yeah.
In Willits, yeah. California.
Yeah, the new judge doesn't like it much better than the old one, I don't think.
But they still have to follow the law.
Right.
I understand.
Supposedly. Oh, so...
You guys are doing this all yourself, right?
Right. We're still writing all our papers ourselves against 8 groups of defendants.
Wow.
And, then we started getting picked apart. She threw out the state of California because 11th Amendment immunity, something, something. You're not suing the state in my court, she said. And then we finally got a lawyer, Bill Simpich, who was Judy Berry's lawyer previously.
Mm-hmm.
Finally agreed to take our case once we had found all the other people in Willits, the cluster. And so he signed on at the last minute before we finally got thrown out. And she agreed to let him amend it. And after his amending and everything, she threw him out anyway, too. And so then we brought in the people of Willits to back us up, and they filed their suit coming in right after us.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically she can't get rid of us, try as hard as she might.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had this consent decree in which they said, here's $2 million for medical monitoring for the citizens of Willits. And if our son died from this stuff, certainly that should be included in medical monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
And all the people in Willits too. And you know, there was just no medical monitoring. There was nothing happening, and the trust set up to do it had spent half of the money by, you know, within 1 or 2 years now, and they said, we don't have any more money. I don't know what happened to the second half of the 9 to 11, but they supposedly didn't have it now and are complaining, you know, that they can't pay for it. And really, medical monitoring, that's not what they wanted to do with it, I don't think. I don't know what they wanted to do with it.
What is medical monitoring?
I don't know. That's a good question. I put in one of my court papers, if the citizens of Willits are being monitored, it's without their knowledge or consent. And...
So, in other words, they probably just give money to the hospital and say,
right,
here.
And I mean, the hospital's sitting right there. It's one block from this hazardous waste site.
Really?
Which has been there for 40 years. And the guy's on the board of directors, Bill Hara, he's a major donor. And, you know, in all the emergency plans for the site and everything, it lists the hospital. And I mean, it's up to the county health department and the hospitals to notify people about these things. And it's just not happening in Mendocino.
So at one point, you got a hold of Aaron Brockovich, I understand?
Yeah.
And how did that all transpire?
That was right after we got thrown out of court this time, then the Aaron Brockovich movie came out, which... helped out a little bit. We couldn't believe it. Hexavalent chromium. Wow, look
wow.
at that. And so we got on the internet, and a friend of ours found her website, and Masry's website, and it sounded pretty good. You know, they were saying a lot of good stuff about how they really seemed like they wanted to help people. And so we called them up, and they were interested. And we sent them a letter, and they said 400 cases after the movie came out. They got 400 cases across the country they looked at.
Wow.
And Willits was one of 15 that they chose to get involved with, and because they said it's one of the highest readings they've ever seen.
400 cases of chromium poisoning?
This was just toxic stuff. Cases in general, I believe. Yeah. And also in Willits, there's more than chromium. There's also a lot of other solvents, degreasers.
Right.
Trichloroethane, dichloroethane, Freon, diesel fuel. It's just soup.
In one of the most beautiful parts, I might add, of California,
right,
Redwoods.
Right, that's what Masry said. He's the lawyer, the Brockovich lawyer. He said, it looks really pristine when you come to town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's no signs still. That's one of the things we've been trying to do with our court cases, have signs put up warning people. And I guess they have put up one better sign since us. But
But nothing along the...
All they had was a little faded sign like you see at a gas station, you know. This may cause cancer and birth defects. And, you know, nothing about this may kill you instantly if you ingest it. And that's what chromium does. According to Masri, there was a 14-year-old boy who died from drinking it out of a chemistry set. This came out in an April 2000 report from ATSDR this year.
Wow.
They just released these reports on chromium. One was from Johns Hopkins University, and then there was this ATSDR report, which is a big, thick volume, and it mentioned this 14-year-old boy had drank it in a chemistry set and was dead 6 hours later.
Wow. One of the other things, the level of chromium-6 is the highest, and they quoted it as being 400,000 parts per billion. Now, I can't even fathom what that is. And that's just around, because is it just around the complex itself where they were doing the chrome plating? Because I understand they're also doing dumping all around the river in different areas.
Right. The hot spots are right where the chrome plating tanks were.
Where's that?
That's inside the plant, which is just off the road, off Highway 101. There's a big metal building. Inside, in the middle, is where they had the chrome plating tanks into the ground from 35 to 70 foot deep. And, you know, they were just filled with these chemicals.
Are they still there?
They've taken the tanks out now.
Uh-huh.
They pumped them out. When they were still there, we've read in the documents going back, they have to pump them out every 5 or 6 months. They fill up with groundwater again. And so what they've done since is they've pumped them dry, and they've come and removed the metal sleeves now and rinsed those off. I don't know what they did with all the rinse water. All the tanks. And
it's
know,
down the gutter.
That's, you know. Yeah, still part of the investigation going on.
And this is Whitman... this corporation, Whitman.
Right.
Now, what's their big relation to Ramco? Did they just buy them out, or are they trying to...
Well, Whitman is the corporate owner of Ramco.
Oh, okay.
They've gone by a lot of names. And other names we saw in some of the stuff is IC Industries, Hussman Corporation. There's a case down in L.A. where... Whitman Corporation and Pneumo Abex Corporation and Pepsi-Cola General Bottling, that's how they list themselves as plaintiffs, sued about 300 insurance companies, trying to get the insurance companies to pay off for all their toxic sites all over the country. They don't just have Ramco, they have a whole bunch of them all over the country. Hussman Corporation, it's a refrigeration company in England. And Pierre DuPont is on the board of directors. So, you know, I don't know how corporations work all that well. But in my mind, I just want everything they own.
Right.
And
right.
I'm willing to trace it up as far as I need to, you know, to shut down their corporation, basically. Not everyone in Willits is with me on that one, or even all the lawyers, but that's where I'm at now. So.
Yeah, well, they took away your son.
Right,
you know?
He was everything to me. I just figure that's what they owe me, is everything they own.
Yeah.
And if I can shut down Pepsi-Cola, I will.
He was a great kid, too. My son used to play with him at Campbell Street, I remember.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah, he was actually on free radio back then.
Yeah. You guys had a show. You guys had a program. What was it called? Do you remember?
My show is called Earth Speak in the mornings,
right.
And John had one all night called The Subculture Show.
That's right, yeah. Back in the old days of Free Radio Santa Cruz. Wow, well...
He was always at Food Not Bombs, and he was a great kid.
And you guys are residents of Santa Cruz County, have been for a long time, and just for that moment, because of housing, you moved out to Willits.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember I went to the funeral, too. That he's buried right here in Santa Cruz, just by the freeway right there. How does it make you feel? I mean, how does it make you feel that this corporation can go along and just do whatever they want to do, not even care if they kill a small child? I mean...
Right, that's the worst part. That's what we're working on now, is criminal charges. Because even all of our filing of court cases hasn't resulted in any criminal charges against anybody. And so that's, we're pressuring the DA in Mendocino County, the state attorney general, and we're also talking to the federal prosecutors.
What are they saying? Do they reply anything to you?
No, mostly they say we can't tell you anything. So we just give them all our information and hope they're going to do something with it. But actually, some of it we haven't even presented it to the state attorney general yet. We've only given it to the federal. Because the state the sheriff all along has said he's functioning as an arm of the state. And, you know, he never tested. And he destroyed the evidence. And we filed civil rights claims in all of our papers, too. That, you know, this was really our due process, equal protection of the laws. The laws include clean water, clean air, you know. And when someone kills your kid and you find out who did it, what did it, you expect at least that something will happen, you know, out of the whole thing. And instead, they just cover up for these corporate criminals. And that's what I told the sheriff at the time. I said, are you going to investigate corporate crime as well as individual crime? You know, they checked us for drugs and us for child abuse, and they didn't check anybody else. It's, you know, I guess that's how they do things in Mendocino.
As the court battle goes on, new evidence is surfacing indicating that dumping at Remco was intentionally performed upon orders from management over a period of years. Former workers have testified in depositions to witnessing and performing dumping into groundwater, into Backdale Creek, and directly into a well. The Ramco plant in Willits is one of 72 toxic sites around the country owned by Whitman Corporation, a division of DuPont that also owns Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Midas Mufflers, Ocean Spray Juices, Frito-Lay, and El Paso Foods. And for more information about this case, you can get on a World Wide Web, www.earthspeak.org/. That's www.earthspeak.org/. You could also contact Leslie Scales and John Hernandez. Send them any donations for their court costs. Taking on a corporation is quite draining in the expenses, so send them donations today to P.O. Box 7245. Santa Cruz, California, 95061. Again, that's P.O. Box 7245, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. This has been a production of Free Radio Santa Cruz, a micropower unlicensed radio station operating for 5.5 years in the Santa Cruz area. And you can get a hold of us at www.microradio.net/FRSC. Again, www.microradio.net/FRSC. Send us any correspondence. P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. The music on this program was done by Orbital, track called The Saint. My name is Skidmark Bob. Thank you for listening.